68 degrees now, high atop Blue Hill. Good morning. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. So much has happened since we talked last. Our Facebook post yesterday morning blew up throughout the day. We got to revisit that. And we say goodbye to a great comedian on the dry side, Norm MacDonald. We'll do special late great sound bites, as well as the late night sound bites, and so much more. I want to say thanks for being here, you know?
I want to thank everyone today.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Why is that white today?
National Thank You Day.
Today is National Thank You Day.
I would like to say thank you.
Like to say thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
I can't
You're welcome.
Thank you enough.
Oh, no shot. Problem.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Don't cry.
Happy National Thank You Day.
Thank you for letting me know.
Oh, okay. I see what you did there.
It's showtime.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Thank you for listening. We're here every morning, every weekday morning, 6 to 9. It's Morgan in the Morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Yesterday, we asked you the Facebook question, where was your favorite hoagie? Yesterday was Eat a Hoagie Day. We didn't want to know what it was. We just want to know where it was so maybe we could visit. And you guys blew it up after the show, which, you know, I was okay. Almost 700 of you participating in the question. And we did get a lot of... And my screen just went away. Why did that happen? Anyway, we did get a lot of comments. And believe it or not, there were places that I didn't, like, I've never heard of. So I'm going to go and check that out today. Let's take a look at some of the comments. Oh, I see. Somebody is posting on the 94KX page at 6 o'clock in the morning. Why the hell would they want to do that? Kevin. All right, let's take a look at her comments. Ronnie Latcha, love you, Ronnie. She just flat out said Amato's. That's because they have the homemade bread. I did mention Door Days, and I didn't know if they were open anymore. It's outside Lewisburg. I drove by there yesterday afternoon, and they are open. Kelly says Door Days without a doubt. Sue says Vito's. I'd like to know where it is. Mike says Farlow's. No idea where that is either. I said, where? You got to tell me where so I can go to these places. Valerie says, Thad's Place in Montgomery. I could honestly say I don't think I've ever been to Montgomery. I've driven through it on the way to Williamsport, but I'm going to stop and look for Thad's Place and see if it's really good. And I'm going to check with a staff member here who grew up in Montgomery. So there you go. Tom says Sub City in Berwick. I just like the name Sub City. It's like a late 70s Tom Petty song, huh? We're gonna live in Sub City. Sunbury Sub Shop came up a lot. Michael says Mertz Meats. Now, I absolutely agree with you, Michael, but it's a meat shop, so people don't think they make hoagies, but they do. Go in there and ask Jeff to make you a hoagie. Say, Nubby, I need a subby. See how that works out for you. He's a buddy of mine. He's going to get me for that later. A lot of people chiming in with Marlins. There was that one lady, Jessica, who said, Angie's Market in Treverton. I'm going to try it out. A lot of people chimed in with On a Roll because I gave my crew over there love. Zach and the crew, I love those people. Janice said Jersey Mike's. I said, I'm not really sure. I Jersey Mike's started in Jersey. Now they're a chain. I don't do chain hoagies. But I will try one just to see if they're as good as they look on the TV commercials. Lana said Hoboken in Benton. There's a place called Hoboken, New Jersey Sub Shop in Benton. I wonder if there's a place called Benton's in Hoboken. We don't know. Anyway, the list goes on and on. I like Christy. She said exactly what she gets at Sunbury Sub Shop. Didn't really need to know the sub, Christy, but thanks. I just needed to know where your favorite hoagie is. So when it comes down to it, all 700 of you who chimed in, you seem to be you know, there seems to be a battle, as always, between the Sunbury sub shop and Marlin's sub shop in Sunbury. So you guys are still, you know, very much loving your local sub shops. Thanks for the Facebook response. It's great to do a Facebook review first thing in the morning for you.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Sure, we have late night sound bites from late night TV in case you missed it last night. But all day, we are featuring late great sound bites as we say goodbye to legendary Norm MacDonald. Here's our first of the day, by the way.
Hi, I'm Norm MacDonald, and this is the news. Well, this coming Monday is Oscar night, and three films, The English Patient, Secrets and Lies, and Shine, are locked in a tight race in the category Best Picture There's Not a Chance in Hell I Will Ever See.
Norm MacDonald.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Some news from Russia. Vladimir Putin is now self-isolating after several members of his inner circle tested positive for COVID. It's weird. I believe this is the first time Putin has ever made himself disappear. Yeah.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is reportedly self-isolating after several members of his entourage tested positive for the coronavirus, and they must have some new variant over there because one of the symptoms is falling off a balcony.
94KX.
Late night sound bites from last night, and all morning long, late great sound bites from the late great Norm MacDonald. SNL news clips. Remember when he was Burt Reynolds on Jeopardy? And so much more. Stay with us, Morgan in the Morning.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Working our way toward news, Chad is in for, no, not Chad Evans. Chad Hershberger's in for Mark, who is posting up some pretty nice pictures on Facebook while he's on vacation. Okay, he's not. His wife is, but they're beautiful. Anyway, Chad's got the news coming up. Rob, the Sports Center. And also a check on AccuWeather with Steve, who's hoping for death, doom, and destruction again with heavy thundershowers. There I go with that Norm MacDonald delivery again. It's a little sarcastic. It's a little dry. But no one did it better than Norm MacDonald. We're doing clips of Norm. He passed away yesterday after a decade-long bout, a secret bout with cancer, a bout that he kept from everyone, including members of his own family. It's pretty wild. Maybe you remember Saturday Night Live when Norm would be Burt Reynolds. There was nothing funnier.
Let's just start with Famous Roberts for 400. And the answer is, this was John F. Kennedy's younger brother, Marlon Brando.
What is Teddy?
No. Burt Reynolds.
I'll tell you something, Alex. I think he's right.
No, he's not right. Remember the category Famous Roberts in the Kennedy family.
Who is Robert Blake?
This is the sound a doggy makes. Burt Reynolds.
Who is Scooby-Doo?
No.
That was a funny dog, Scooby-Doo. He drove around a van and solved mysteries.
That is incorrect.
No, that's correct. I remember he had a pal, Scrappy-Doo.
No. You know, why don't we just move on to Final Jeopardy? The answer is, this December 25th holiday involves decorating a tree and opening presents. Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, what is my birthday?
Is your birthday on December 25th, Mr. Reynolds?
No, July 7th.
Actually, I have your bio here. It's February 11th. Burt Reynolds.
He's a good guy.
What?
Robert Blake's a good guy.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
In the next 15 minutes, your chance to win concert tickets. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning, 94K.
Want to get a hot and perfect body.
68 high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Only two more concerts left in the Backyard Concert Series at Spyglass Ridge Winery. This Friday night, it's Get the Lead Out. If you've never seen them, you got to do it. It's not a cover band. It's not a tribute band. It's an American take on Led Zeppelin. And let me tell you something. It's the real deal. Your chance to be a VIP at Spyglass coming up. Don't go away.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
What a night we got coming up Friday night. Just put it on your calendar because we've got a chance for you to party almost, oh my, almost every night this weekend. It's going to be so cool. Get the Lead out, coming to Spyglass Friday night, okay? Friday night. And if you haven't seen the show, you should. There's a to be a VIP, now's the time.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Caller one that gets through gets to be a VIP with me Friday night. That is a cool setup. Do it.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
We'll continue to remember the late, great Norm MacDonald with what we're calling late, great sound bites, as well as late night sound bites all morning long. Morgan in the Morning.
44, community tax. Who's your tax guy?
Garage doors, awnings, fireplaces, Glicks.com.
We have another winner.
94KX, who's this?
This is Andrea.
Hey, you're on the way to Spyglass Friday night.
Oh, that is freaking awesome.
Yeah, you're on your way to work right now, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Well, I hope I just made your work day. Where are you from?
I'm from Smoking Dam.
All right. Friday night, get the Lead out. You're a VIP, VIP parking up top, a two-hour VIP party at Three Beards, and you go down to the SBC Media VIP tent to catch the show. How's that?
That sounds great.
WQKX.
That's better than great, Andrea. What a way to go to work, huh? Your next chance to win only here with Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX. Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
All right, listen to it now and look it up later. This one is really fun to watch. Now, you know, listening to it might sound a little naughty. But here's a woman watching a jumbo jet land for the first time.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
And there it goes.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
She has moved to tears. She's moved to tears. She's pounding the door of her car.
Oh my God.
Okay. And on a Wednesday, if we could weigh back it on Wednesday, a viral comedy that's still viral. What it sounds like when throat singers combine with yodelers to make a fresh new sound. Doesn't it sound like that Monk stuff with the drum beat that we had to listen to back in the 90s? Yeah, I'm pretty sure it does. Anyway, just look for yodeling throat singer duet or a woman watching jumbo jet landing. Those are today's viral comedy cuts.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Yeah, that's great stuff. We're working our way toward news. Wise Market and 94KX teaming up again for the Fight Hunger campaign. It's going on all this month. We aim at raising money and non-perishable items for local food banks. It's that simple. If you're heading out to Wise this morning or anytime today, get to the checkout and round it up. Maybe a dollar, three, five or more. Thank you for your support from Wise Markets and Morgan in the Morning on 94KX.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
News is coming up next to check on sports and AccuWeather and more tributes to the late, great Norm MacDonald. Stay with us.
The
67 now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Always worth that drive down Route 45. What a morning we got. So much to give away, so many chances to win, and we continue to pay tribute to the late, great stand-up comedian, Norm MacDonald. Now, you remember him from Saturday Night Live, Weekend Update News, but he was a stand-up, and David Letterman posted last night, in every important way in the world of stand-up, Norm was the best. An opinion shared by not only me, but all his peers. Always up to something, never certain, until the matter-of-fact delivery downright leveled you. Norm MacDonald with that delivery.
But I can't believe it's been a quarter century since I made my television debut. It was all different back then. You know, it was back then, I remember if you wanted to take a picture, you would use a camera. Not a telephone. As a matter of fact, if you used a telephone, people would look at you odd. Just stay still on it. What about in the old days when they took pictures of you way back? You know, where they pulled that thing and it exploded and stuff? I got a picture of my great-grandfather. The thing took 6 hours to take your picture. And it was a picture of my great-grandfather, one. They only had, every guy had one picture back then. I gotta get back, feed them hogs. Who's gonna feed the hogs? Somebody gotta feed them hogs. Now, in the future, of course, it'll be different. 50 years from now, people will be going like, hey, you want to see 100,000 pictures of my great-grandfather?
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
The late, great Norm MacDonald passing away yesterday of cancer at the age of 61. Morgan in the Morning, so much to do. Stay with us this hour. The Penn State Ticket Blitz with Register Chevrolet, Penn State, this Saturday night. You just heard Rob the Sports Center talking about it. Penn State and Auburn, your chance to be part of it. We've got the tickets. Qualify coming up next.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Good morning. Where's the lion? Somebody wake the lion up quick. There he is, Penn State.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Your chance to be part of the Penn State Ticket Blitz with Register Chevrolet. Give us a call now. We'll snatch up callers 9, 4, and 1, as always, to qualify to go see Penn State Auburn Saturday night. Wow, this is going to be a big one. I mean, when you play in SEC school, it's always big. Callers 9, 4, and 1 qualify. Now, the winner announced later on this week.
WQKX.
Good luck.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Sure, we do late night sound bites, but we're doing late great sound bites today with the late great Norm MacDonald. Always great. Lynn Hall coming in with birthday buddies and more on the way. It's Morgan in the Morning. All right, we're qualifying people all week long. In the Penn State Ticket Blitz with Register Chevrolet. Let me see. We got a Sunbury. We got a Nori. So thanks for calling Bob. Thanks for calling Josh. Who do we got here? 4KX. Who's this?
Bobby Ocker.
Hi, Bobby. Where are you from?
Sunbury.
How'd you like to go to the Penn State game, maybe? Huh?
I'd love it.
Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you what. Keep your fingers crossed. On Friday, we'll find out who goes to see Penn State and Auburn in the Penn State Ticket Blitz with Register Chevrolet. All right?
All right.
94KX.
All right. The Penn State Ticket Blitz. Only here at 94KX. Late night sound and more Norm MacDonald coming up.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies. Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go.
Yeah, let's go. The voice of Lynn Hall is not there. Oh, there she is.
Wait, there I am.
Okay.
There I am.
Hey, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Because we are entertaining all around the world, like that announcer said.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it must be true.
Celebrity birthdays first. John Brandley is 33 today. You may know him as Samwell Charlie on Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay.
If you're a Game of Thrones fan.
I didn't watch that show. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, onto the real throne.
Okay.
Prince Harry is 37 today.
All right.
You know him and Meghan Markle, and they're running away, and they're never going to talk to anybody ever again.
They're in California and all that. Yes.
How'd that work out? We still talk to them. But anyway, Prince Harry, in case you don't know, is the Duke of Sussex.
Indeed.
And he is the sixth in line for the throne.
Yeah, I think that's why they went to California.
Yeah, because it's never going to happen.
Right. Yeah, we're out of here. Bye-bye.
All right. So, I don't know if you remember this song, but ho, hey, ho, hey, hip hop, hooray. Naughty by Nature's KG.
KG.
But the words, not initials. K-A-Y-G-E-E.
Yeah. And it's not D, it's G.
KG is 52 years old today.
Amazing.
For you Naughty by Nature fans, one-hit wonders. Tommy Lee Jones is 75 today.
Really? I love him.
So do I. He's done everything. Is he like the woman's kind of actor? Or do I have a guy crush, I guess, is what
it
I'm trying to...
It must be one of those things. Yeah, right. You have, yes.
Because you love
a little
him,
little bromance going on there. Yeah.
You love him?
Oh, I love Tommy Lee Jones. I do. Anything he's in is amazing.
Colonel Phillips in Captain America. Agent K in Men in Black.
Right.
U.S. Marshal Sam Gerard in The Fugitive. And even Ashley Judd's parole officer in Double Jeopardy.
Yes.
And did you know that this is not a movie? In real life, he was Al Gore's roommate at Harvard.
No, I had no idea. That's awesome.
And we don't even remember who Al Gore was.
Yeah, still, that's a great thing. Anyhow.
Happy birthday, Tommy.
Yes.
Now let's take a look at the local celebs, or as we call them.
Birthday buddies.
Absolutely right. Billy Joe Wary from Cole Township is 54 today.
Brandy Dressler from Richfield, 37 today.
Happy birthday, Chad Miller, 22.
Crystal, I think this is Marufka from Cole Township, is 45 today. Happy birthday, Crystal.
You handled that just fine.
Thank you.
Diane Kerstetter from Cole Township as well, 75.
Diane Schaefer, 57 today.
Happy birthday to Haley Piramonte, 33.
Jennifer Hoover from Sunbury, 42 today.
Joy Wirtz is 38.
Catherine Lewis, she's from Sealand's Grove, 43 today. Happy birthday.
I think I know several people named Catherine Lewis. Anyway, happy birthday. Leonard Bauman from Port Treverton, 47.
Matthew Chicatano from Shamokin, 51 today.
Chicatano, whatever.
Yeah.
Nancy Minier from Sunbury is 52.
Nicole Wise is from Port Royal. She's 41 today.
Happy birthday to Shannon Prierto. She is 45.
And Tulia Lee. That's a cool name. Tulia Lee from Lewisburg, 47. Happy birthday.
People went absolutely crazy today on the Ford Fun Line on Facebook Messenger. We want to say happy birthday to Caden Stiers. That comes from Mom Mackenzie. Caden is 9 years old today.
Happy birthday.
Here's one even younger. Cade Fogarty is, one is Cade and one is Clade.
Oh.
Isn't that cool?
Yes, it is.
So
it is.
It's Claden Stiers is 9 and Cade Fogarty is 8.
Wow.
He is getting dropped off at school right now at Oakland. He's in second grade.
How sweet is that?
Happy birthday from your family, Cade. And also on Facebook Messenger this morning, Michelle Coleman from Mount Carmel is 51. You can get a hold of us anyway,
many
right?
ways. Men, there are countless ways.
Should I mention just a few?
Yes. Why don't you?
Go
right
the
ahead.
The Ford Fun Line is always open. You can Facebook message. You could use email. You can use snail mail.
Uh-huh.
Or if you're feeling brave, use our text club using the keyword.
Lucky.
What's that keyword?
Birthday buddies.
Just birthday.
Oh, get darn. You every day.
There you
I think
go.
I'd learn. No?
Oh, well.
One
each
of these
and
days.
Every day at this time, it is.
Birthday buddies, yes.
Yeah, that. Very good. News is next. Chad Hirschberger's got that. Rob the Sports Center and AccuWeather. It's.
Birthday buddies.
Morgan. Let's try it again. News is coming up next. It's.
Morgan in the Morning.
With Lynn Hall.
Yay.
Thanks for stopping
by. Someday I'll get it right.
68 now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45.
Hi, I'm Norm MacDonald, and this is The Noon. Well, this coming Monday is Oscar night, and three films, The English Patient, Secrets and Lies, and Shine, are locked in a tight race in the category Best Picture There's Not a Chance in Hell I Will Ever See.
In his book, O.J. Simpson says that he would have taken a bullet or stood in front of a train for Nicole. Man, I'm going to tell you, that is some bad luck when the one guy who would have died for you kills you.
All morning long, we pay tribute to Norm MacDonald, an excellent stand-up comedian, and of course, SNL Weekend Update News. It's Morgan in the Morning. Coming up, your chance to win tickets to see Dirty Looks this weekend. Sealands Grove Speedway. The dirt track gets dirty with Dirty Looks and 94KX.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Are we like your concert ticket connection or what? We've got everything going on, and it involves this weekend's concerts and next week's concerts, which are at the Bloomsburg Fair. So congratulations to our winners already this morning. Andrea Criswell from White Deer is going to see Get the Let Out at Spyglass. And, coming up later on today, we've got some Pat Benatar tickets for the Bloomsburg Fair. There's the song you need to listen for later. One of my favorite Pat Benatar songs. We Belong, coming up after 10 o'clock this morning. Chad Evans has a chance for you to win those tickets. So we have Get the Let Out. We have Pat Benatar, and this Saturday night, wow, this Saturday night, the dirt track gets real dirty. Sealands Grove Speedway with Dirty Looks. I've been singing this song all week, and I get the words wrong every time. We all know it's Cool from the Wire, but I always say Cool Down to the Wire, like it's a countdown for you to call in for tickets or whatever. I've been corrected several times on it. I get it. But it's like Cool from the Wire, Dirty Looks, 1987, Hairband Rock at the Speedway this weekend. And your chance to win is like right now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
First caller through is on the way to the Speedway this coming weekend.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
So much. We've got late night sound bites all the time here on the show, but we're calling them late great sound bites today. Highlights of Norm doing like news like was never done. Norm MacDonald doing the news like never before on Saturday Night Live and the Weekend Update. We've got more of those. Plus, Norm MacDonald as a stand-up comedian. David Letterman called him one of the best. Norm MacDonald passed yesterday of cancer at the age of 61. We've got plenty coming up. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Hello. We have another winner.
94KX, who's this?
Hi, this is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa, where are you calling from?
I am calling from Schmuck and
Dam. All right. Well, is that where you live?
It is.
Okay, I thought maybe you were driving to work. Forgive me. Hey, coming Saturday, Melissa, you'll be driving down the strip to the Sealands Grove Speedway to see Dirty Looks.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Tell me, do you have them on cassette or CD?
Cassette. Old school.
Yeah, break out your boombox, put your Dirty Looks cassette in, blast it all week long, because Saturday, you're a VIP with 94KX.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Winners all week long, Morgan in the Morning. Late grade soundbite with Norm MacDonald coming up.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Streaming all over social media, comments here, there, and everywhere about the passing of stand-up comedian and Saturday Night Live's Norm MacDonald. He's good friends with Conan O'Brien. Conan posted up late last night, "I am absolutely devastated about Norm MacDonald. Norm had the most unique comedic voice, which I agree with, the most comedic voice I have ever encountered, and he was so relentlessly and uncompromisingly funny. I will never laugh that hard again. I am so sad for all of us today. And our clip this time around is Norm Macdonald on The Conan Show. We're not going to play the whole thing because it's pretty funny. But it was a simple moth joke that went on for 3.5 minutes. Here's about 60 seconds of it. And listen to his voice, his delivery, and how he gets it done.
A moth goes into a podiatrist's office. Podiatrist's office says, "What's the problem?" And the moth says, "What's the problem? Where do I begin, man? As I go to work at night, I sometimes wake up and I turn to some old lady. A lady that I once loved, Doc. I don't know where to turn to. My youngest, Alexandria, she fell in the cold of last year. The cold took her down, as it did many of us. And my other boy, I no longer love him. As much as it pains me to say, when I look in his eyes, all I see is the same cowardice that I catch when I take a glimpse of my own face in the mirror. He says, Doc, sometimes I feel like a spider, even though I'm a moth, just barely hanging on to my web with an everlasting fire underneath me. The doctor says, Moth, man, you're trouble. But you should be seeing a psychiatrist. Why on earth did you come here? And then the moth said, because the light was on.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Of course, news is on the way next. Chad Hershberger has that. Rob, the Sports Center has sports, and Steve's got the AccuWeather, but it's a tail wagon Wednesday. That means Jen is on the way in, and we've got a little buddy we need to get adopted. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning. 69, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. It's a tail wagon Wednesday. Jen is with us from the Danville SPCA. And Jen, I thought you knew better. You were bringing a dog. That's no dog, man. That's not only a cat, but that's two cats.
They're brothers. I had to bring both of them.
They're brothers?
Yes.
All right. Well, we don't have a dog today. And I did see a dog yesterday that looked like he was in pretty bad shape. Please tell me you're helping him out.
Oh, yeah. We had a stray come in from the Bald Eagle State Park. He's missing a lot of hair. So we're kind of working on some medical treatment baths for him, which he's so far loving, surprisingly. Okay. But yeah, so we're going to try to find an owner first. If no owner comes forward, we're going to adopt him out.
Okay. But he's doing okay.
Yeah, he's doing great now. He's so sweet.
All right. We're going to wag our tails on Wednesday. Coming right up.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Tail Wagon Wednesday from Wicked Dog and Great Dane. Jen's wearing a mask today. That's cool. That's always cool. Tail Wagon coming up.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Hey, not just any morning, a tail wagon Wednesday. We do this once a month. I wish we did this every single Wednesday. Tail Wagon Wednesday with Wicked Dog Grill and Great Dane Trailers of Elysburg. Your chance to adopt a pet. Jen is here with us. Okay, let's run down a list first, Jen. Are you okay with this?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Max.
Yeah, so I was going to bring Max today, who is one of our older, longer residents at the shelter. But he's a 12-year-old chocolate lab, but he was adopted yesterday.
Oh, so now I'm not as sad.
Yes, okay. I did not lie to you when I said I was going to bring a dog. Right.
So Max was ready to come on the show this morning, but he got adopted yesterday. Mm-hmm. Could we speak generally of who adopted him, a family?
Yeah, it was honestly a sweet little old lady that came in, and they were just like a perfect little old couple match made in heaven. It was so cute.
That's great. How about Cleo?
Cleo. So she was another one of our longest residents. Yeah. She also found a home, I believe it was on Sunday.
Yay.
And she was just like this cute blockhead pity with pointy ears that everybody would just kind of look past for whatever reason.
Uh-huh.
And a couple came in and ended up getting her as well.
I love blockheaded pities because I kind of, I'm a blockheaded human. I don't know. Speaking of old timers, not me, Bo Is Bo still there?
Bo is still there. Okay. So Bo is, I think he's about a year old now, but he is our longest resident there. And so is a Ribbit as well. And they're both there still available at the shelter for adoption.
I'd love to stop by and check out the animals. I can't adopt them all, ladies and gentlemen. You have to help us. Hey, speaking of we can't adopt them all, a couple weeks ago we had Oliver the Bunny in here. And you loved him so much. You got to tell me, did he end up at your house?
He is still at my house. But I mean, I do still have his picture up in case anybody wants to email me about him, but okay. He is still chilling at my house, running around like a crazy person. He loves it.
And he may end up being adopted by someone else. Will you be okay with that since Oliver is your bunny's brother?
I would be okay with that. We would just have to have a long conversation and we would just need to exchange emails for updated pictures in the future.
To lessen the separation anxiety.
Yes. So just kind of slowly give me pictures and then phase me out. That's all I need. It's like a breakup.
It's like breaking up with your boyfriend. Yeah. Okay. So Max got adopted. That's why he's not here today. But we have a crate with two beautiful little kitties.
Yes. So today I brought SpongeBob and Patrick.
Wait, what are their names?
SpongeBob and Patrick. Okay. They are 5-month-old brothers and they love each other.
Aww.
Patrick is more outgoing and affectionate. Well, I don't want to say affectionate because SpongeBob's very affectionate too. Patrick's more outgoing. He will scream at you until you love him.
All right.
But SpongeBob's a lot more quiet. He'll kind of just lay there, and if you come over to love him and pick him up, he'll purr. He'll love it. But he won't come over and bug you for love and attention like Patrick does.
Okay.
It kind of fits the show's characters a little bit.
And they're absolutely lovable. One's black and white and one's black. So which one's who again? The black and white one is who?
Black and white is SpongeBob, and
he's
then the solid black is Patrick. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, the black one's a little bit crazier here.
Yeah.
We have a lot going on at the SPCA in Danville. You're doing one of them, what are they called, Clear the Kennels or whatever?
Yeah, Clear the Shelters. So a lot of the shelters across the nation are participating in Clear the Shelters, and this is the very last week for it. It ends on Sunday. Mm. So all dog and cat and kitten and puppy adoptions are going to be sponsored until Sunday. There is no adoption fee for them.
Wow, so you're going to be pretty busy between now and Sunday, right?
Yep.
Okay, no adoption fee to adopt at the SPCA as we tail wag on a Wednesday with Jen. You also have some kind of bingo thing coming up, right?
Yeah, we have this this awesome kid. She's doing a senior project, and she's doing a 31 bingo to raise funds for the shelter. So we're selling tickets at the SPCA. You can email me, message the Facebook page, or just stop in by the shelter. The tickets are $10, and it's this Sunday at 2 o'clock bingo starts.
All right, who's this incredible student? Give her a shout-out.
I don't remember.
Oh, you were not supposed to? Well, maybe the school doesn't want to talk about her. Yeah, okay. High school or college? Give us a hand.
High school.
High schooler?
Yeah.
Who is doing this for the SPCA?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. Hey, we're going to go Facebook Live going into our commercial break, and you'll get to see SpongeBob and Patrick. Is that it? Are you kidding me?
Yep, that's their names.
Who named those kitties?
Honestly, I'm not sure. They came in on a day that I wasn't here, but they're so fun, I had to bring them.
All right, you'll see them Facebook Live coming up next. Stay with us on the Tail Wagon Wednesday.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Also, yeah, on the way, Tom's top list is still to come, and we'll pay tribute to the late, great Norm MacDonald. Morgan in the Morning
has written a new book called You Can Make It Happen, a 9-step plan for success. Step number one, become Oprah Winfrey's boyfriend.
WQKX 94KX Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, Tom's top list today is the top ways that we reward ourselves when we get healthy. Okay? I think it's a real cool idea to work out and reward yourself. Okay? Maybe in a good way. Maybe reward yourself with an extra piece of exercise equipment. Or maybe a gym membership or something. Don't reward yourself with a big bowl of ice cream. 2/3 of people say they already reward themselves with the stuff like going to the gym. Okay? But sometimes You could do the little things, like give yourself a trophy. An actual trophy? Yes. Give yourself a trophy. Have a little trophy made for milestones. 16% of us would appreciate that trophy. Or gift cards. Believe it or not, 41% want cash, but 39% would also like a gift card. Reward yourself with a concert ticket. Or just decor around the house. Be healthy. It's Tom's top list of the day. News is next.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Sounds like a great day to wash your car, right? No matter what the weather guy says, it's going to be thunder showers. Why not take your car out and get it washed like this morning and put it in the garage? It's a Wednesday at the wash with Ultimate Express Car Wash, Sealands Grove, Danville, and Williamsport. All you need to do is text the word WASH, W-A-S-H, to 49330 and get this week's wash code, okay? You get like $2 off coupon every single Wednesday from Ultimate Express Car Wash. Plus, you can win a $20 gift card to UECW, as we call it. Sounds like a radio station. Now, it's Ultimate Express Car Wash in Sealands Grove, Danville, and at Williamsport. For details, go to their website. Love it. It's washmydirtycar.com. Still to come, more on the late, great Norm MacDonald, and we'll say goodnight to the show, not to the career. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Blake. You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Hi, I'm Norm MacDonald, and this is The Noon. Well, this coming Monday is Oscar night, and three films, The English Patient, Secrets and Lies, and Shine, are locked in a tight race in the category Best Picture There's Not a Chance in Hell I Will Ever See.
In his book, O.J. Simpson says that he would have taken a bullet or stood in front of a train for Nicole. Man, I'm going to tell you, that is some bad luck when the one guy who would have died for you kills you. That's garbage.
Oprah Winfrey's longtime boyfriend, Stedman Graham, has written a new book called You Can Make It Happen. A nine-step plan for success. Step number one, become Oprah Winfrey's boyfriend. Last week in Cleveland, the rock group Crosby, Stills, and Nash was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In addition, a special Lifetime Achievement Award was presented to David Crosby's liver.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Chad Evans on the way next. He has a chance for you to win Pat Benatar tickets for the Bloomsburg Fair next week. All you've got to do in the 10 o'clock hour is listen for that Pat Benatar song we sampled earlier this morning. Mark Stevens this afternoon, Sam Tyler tonight. Thanks for listening. We wrap up the show today with a closing song from Norm MacDonald's Netflix series called The Norm MacDonald Has a Show. Show.
Well, I see by the clock on the wall that it's time to bid you one and all. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
So long.
So long.
Farewell.
Farewell.
Adieu.
Adieu.
Be good.
Stay well.
Bye-bye.
Keep warm.
Relax.
Thanks for listening, Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.